This is Voices of Our World. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Next, we'll continue to share Christmas from around the world. Here is Mary Nole missioner Lisa Sullivan Rodriguez. She shares with us her experience of Christmas in Venezuela.
A Christmas story. Well, I think I'd like to first just say what Christmas is in Venezuela. That's so different than here. And again, my experience of Christmas is through my children. They were, again, born and raised there. And so the very different focus on Christmas, it's on celebrating. It's a focus on life. So there are 9 very beautiful days of Christmas in which we have these celebrations. They're called Misa de Gallo. It's a rooster mass because it's held at 4 or 5 in the morning when the roosters are crowing. The whole street has gathered the night before to decorate, put streamers and lights up. They shoot off fireworks to wake everybody up at 3 a.m. And you come to these masses, and again, it's filled with this amazing music of life, of drumming, of joy. And it's just this sense of we're going to celebrate the message of Christmas, which is the message of life. And it's such a contrast. You're in these dirt streets and these poor, often tin shack homes, and have just 2 beds for the whole family. And yet the joy is just so, so present. And then afterwards, they share whatever, be it hot chocolate or different foods and drinks. And that goes on for 9 days. And sometimes there's caroling. It's not really called caroling. It's called, you know, aguinaldos, that we go from door to door and sing those songs. Another very beautiful thing is that in just about every home builds an elaborate, except their whole living room, nativity scene using whatever they have at hand. But it's usually they've put lights on it and glitter. You know, they just love the more life there is to it. And so when you go and sing aguinaldos from house to house, you always come in and you gather around this pesebre, this nativity scene, and you face it. And it's beautiful because there's these children that we go caroling with, and they are singing, Niño lindo, ante ti me rindo, Niño lindo, eres tú mi Dios. Niño lindo, ante ti me rindo, Niño lindo, eres tú mi Dios. Says, little child, you are my God, I bow before you. They are singing to baby Jesus in the nativity scene, and that's very clearly what Christmas is about. There's no doubt that's the center of what Christmas is. And another delightful part for the kids, it's not so much gift-giving, but it is a time when you get one new outfit. So kids will think about this, and they'll plan and what they want, and so they all put this on for Christmas Eve Mass. So you see these kids come in with their brand new clothes that, you know, parents have really had to sacrifice to get, and usually that's their outfit for the year.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holidays, happy holidays, may the calendar keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
New clothes may mark the holiday for youngsters in Venezuela, but Lisa goes on to relate another story from Ecuador, where she was just happy to have a roof over her head on Christmas Eve.
I had been living in Colombia and had to leave to renew my visa, so you often have to leave the country and re-enter, so it was right around Christmas time. I was with another friend, I was maybe 21, and we went and stayed in this little town of Riobamba. And we decided we wanted to go spend Christmas Eve in some smaller town, so we went to this little town called Baños in Ecuador. And we took a little old bus, dirt roads, to this little town about 3 hours from Riobamba. And we got there and had a nice time in this little plaza and walking around the town. And then we were ready to leave to go back to our hotel. They said, well, no, there's no buses that go back. And we said, oh, well, is there a hotel or a posada? They said, no, this is this little tiny town. So there we sat on Christmas Eve with our little backpacks in this little village and thought, oh, my gosh, this just feels so sad. You know, what are we going to do? Well, I don't think a half hour had passed till we had 2 invitations. One was from a woman selling a corn dish, and she was obviously very poor. And she said, I'll probably be selling till midnight, but you're welcome to come home, you know, with me then. And then there was another little house right on the plaza, and they invited us in. And we went to this family who'd never met us, and they opened their house. They gave us the only beds that they had for Christmas Eve. And I'll never forget waking up in the middle of the night, looking onto the plaza and seeing the processing with some kind of music, which was very, very lively. And in the morning, we woke up and they brought us a special Christmas breakfast. They brought us gifts, you know. So it was just a sense of kind of connecting with Joseph and Mary wandering, you know, looking for a place to stay, and how the poor so quickly, so easily open up their homes, no questions asked, and you're given a warm place to stay and, you know, affection and hospitality.
Mary Knoll father Bob Jalbert tells us Christmas in Tanzania and Kenya is more about family than anything else.
In Tanzania and in Kenya as well, Christmas is still remembered and celebrated as primarily a religious feast. People do not exchange gifts. What they do is if they're living in Nairobi and their extended family lives outside of Nairobi somewhere, they will travel to be with family and to share a meal with family, and to celebrate the birth of Christ with one's family. And so that is what is most important. To wish somebody a Merry Christmas, we would say, Herisa Krismasi, or Herisa Noeli, na Herisa Mwaka Mpya. Greetings for a Merry Christmas, and greetings for a Happy New Year.
Alleluia.
In Hindu-dominated Nepal, Christmas can be lost in the shuffle. However, Mary Knoll sister Christine Ortiz has found a way to interest the children at her school in Jesus' birthday.
Well, in Nepal, Christmas is not unique to them. I mean, they have a festival of lights about a month before Christmas, and that almost overpowers all the decorations and the bright lights they have for their gods and goddesses to come. But the experience that I have and Mary Knoll sisters have is, on that day, we try to make it very special, and we have our midnight mass, or it's not midnight, kind of curfew, it'd be more like 6 o'clock, but we have one church in Nepal, and it's a completely Nepali design, and that mass is always done magnificently. The Catholics just are very devout and sing and honor that day. Then we go to our own house, and the day, we never spend it alone. We say, what can we do to make it, you know, meaningful for us, but for others? So we invite many of our friends, some are Nepali friends and Hindu people. We serve a simple meal, a buffet, and it's like, it's a time to share the joy of that day. That's how I best describe it. There is one little story. I have a small counseling room, and I always put up a tree and a little Christmas crib. And the little boys from the pre-primary, that would be 5 years old, up to any age, come in and look at this. They just love to see this. And I had a little Bolivian nativity scene made out of a clay of some kind that one of the sisters gave me. And it's all a nice dark brown, and the figures, infant Jesus is brown, and Blessed Mother is brown. Everyone is brown with their colored outfits on. And one little boy came up, and he hardly reached the table that this shrine was on. And he had received chocolates from me once about a year ago. And he just looked at me and looked at this, especially baby Jesus, and took his little finger and put it on Jesus' face and said, chocolate? And that's where his mind was. No, that's not chocolate. That's baby Jesus. And who is baby Jesus? Well, they understand their festivals. They are honoring some god or goddess, and they know the names. And he hadn't heard of Jesus, but I said, that baby's name is Jesus, and he's not chocolate. But it was kind of cute. It was just a precious picture.
At Christmas time, and all the children showing their new clothes and toys and things that they got for Christmas this year. They're full of happiness and cheer on Christmas in the city. I'm so glad I'm living to see another Christmas. Show the Lord I appreciate.
Espanolers are wanderers by nature and can find themselves almost anywhere in the world come holiday time. Marinol Father Dick Fries tells producer Kathy Golden, you may miss home, but Christmas in a new place can create new traditions.
In the Philippines, you know, they have a Spanish tradition, which is a great deal of celebration and meaning to religious feasts and processions and reenactments and stuff like that. So it's not probably what we're brought up with, but it's a heck of a lot of fun, you know. And it really involves just everybody.
Do you ever get any really strange gifts from parishioners?
Yeah, well, I got a bunch of bananas. And when I say bunch, about 80 pounds off a huge banana tree. We'd get 12 or 15 of those, and we were sitting around up to our eyeballs and bananas, and now what do we do, you know? So anybody knocked on the door and said they were hungry, got a handful of bananas, you know? Had a big parrot once, and I got rid of that as soon as it dug its claws into my arm. And, yeah, so a few odd things here and there. But, you know, basically practical things. People, they don't have money oftentimes. You come back with six sacks of rice. It often is a time, I know, for people to try and be a little bit more generous if they have extra and stuff. So we would spend a lot of time in parishes collecting goods, especially canned goods and rice and food, and distributing it to poor people.
About your family traditions this holiday season, log on to the Voices of Our World webpage, www.marynoel.org/voices. There's a spot there for your feedback. Well, that's all for this week, and thanks for listening. Mary Knoller's Marge Humphrey, Lisa Sullivan Rodriguez, Father Bob Jalbert, Sister Christine Ortiz, Father Dick Fries, Father Dan Jensen, and Sister Rosemary Huber are just some of the Voices of Our World. Voices of Our World is a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. Our producers are Eileen Bott, Kathy Golden, and Eleanor Ostrinsky. And our executive producer is Larry Rich. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. You'll find more information on today's guests and topics on our program's website, www.marynoel.org/voices. And if you'd like to find out more about Mary Knoll, or to try a subscription to Mary Knoll Magazine in English or Spanish, just call 1-877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. If you have any questions or comments about this show, again, just call 1-877-MARY-KNOLL. If you missed a portion of this program, you can catch us on Mary Knoll's website, www.marynoel.org/voices. Happy holidays, and please join us next time for more Voices of Our World.